Well, we got a big game on Sunday night. It's Cowboys and Eagles. And every Cowboys-Eagles week, we like to eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio, the Touchdown Brothers. That's their morning show up there, to see if they're talking Cowboys and Eagles and getting fired up. So, Jer, why don't you bring up the Touchdown Brothers?
You know, it's falling, and I get that, and the fans are reeling just a little bit. But, yeah, you know, we're going down to Dallas, and our guys are going to be ready to play. Yeah. And we're going to win that football game. And when we do, we're in first place in the NFC East. We control our own destiny. That's we're right where we need to be. Has it been perfect or beautiful or all of that? No.
I think it has.
But all we got to do is try to be 1-0 this week, beat the Dallas Cowboys. We're in first place.
Oh, that's well said.
Well, that is a guarantee.
That's why that man, 33-inch headlines. Doug Peterson has won a Super Bowl. Doug, we appreciate the time this morning.
Thanks, Doug.
Go Eagles, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, guys. All the best to you.
Okay.
You sound kind of weird there. I'm not sure what that was all about. The man has spoken.
Peterson is so great.
The man has spoken.
So great.
Never before have I heard truer words spoken that they will go down to Dallas and be in first place.
That's a guarantee.
After Sunday night.
Guarantee.
They'll kill the Cowboys. That's not that hard to do.
I can't believe it.
You know, and that's the thing. I know everyone's negative around here. The three and three, that's not good.
Yeah.
All right, that's not good. But I tell you what, I'm tired of all the criticism. Peter King on a couple days ago, and he said, "You are what your record says you are." What kind of idiot says something like that?
That was Bill Parcells. He won two Super Bowls.
I'm sorry. What did I just hear?
First of all, that's our board operator, Anthony. Anthony,
what?
Yeah. On the air, tier one only. Tier one only. Okay.
Right? As I was saying, what
kind
of idiot?
Turn off your mic.
Yeah, I don't even know what that was. Something
freaking
about Parcells or something. But listen, your record is not what it says it is. You could be 3-3 and end up 13-3.
What?
What
are you saying? I'm saying
that the Eagles could win 10 straight. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What are you thinking?
This is the worst Cowboys team in that franchise's horrible history.
Yeah, now if you want to talk about suck, let's talk about the Cowboys.
Oh,
they have brought no meaning to the word suck this
year.
Let's just do a quick quiz here on how you know whether or not you suck.
All right.
Is Jason Garrett your head coach?
Yeah.
You suck.
Suck.
You suck. let's see. Do you display artwork at your stadium?
Yeah,
they do that. Suck.
They suck.
Suck.
Suck!
Do you wear a wimpy star on the side of your helmet? Check. Okay.
Suck!
Do you get outscored 49-7 in your last two games of the first half? You suck! Like the have you ever had a quarterback named Tony Romo or Quincy Carter?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Sorry,
suck.
But your franchise sucks!
I swear, if Tom Landry was still alive, he would be an Eagles fan because the Cowboys suck so bad.
He would totally distance from this team. He would
suck so bad.
He would not be on board whatsoever. So I see it as an easy win for the Cowboys on Sunday night. No question about
it. It's a great radio show we have.
Are we going to go to the phones?
All right, we need to go to the phones. Let's go to Sal in South Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing this morning?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Doing pretty good, though, son. You sound kind of rough, though. You sound kind of rough.
Good to hear from yourself.
I love hearing the Doug Peterson show with you every week.
Thanks, we love that too, Sal. Good stuff. Good stuff.
It's just
the greatest coach ever, and we're going to back up that guarantees. I guarantees it.
No, I guarantee it.
We're going to beat the Cowgirls 52-2. I guarantees that.
Oh, you're giving them a safety. What are you doing?
Listen to this. It's guarantees in it.
We're going to give it to them because we're going to feel so sorry for them at the ends of the games. They're so pads. They lost to Teddy Bridgewater's and Sam Donald.
Sam Donald.
Sam Donald.
They lost to the Jets. Are you kidding me?
The freaking Jets.
You guys are like my two's best friends ever, because I listen to you every morning, so I have a very special invitations for you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty good. I'm really excited to hear about that.
I, Sal, in South Philly, have experienced great success on the dating websites EaglesMatch.com.
Whoa, wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know
that was out there.
I have met the loves of my life. Her name is Wanda.
Okay.
And we's getting married at halftime of the Giants game on December 9th. And my mother is letting me out of the basement for the wedding, and we're going to have it in her living room. And you guys are invited over to watch the games and to be my best men.
Whoa, this is great, Sal.
Oh, man,
bang.
That's awesome.
We really appreciate
we'll take that invite.
On us, Sal.
I do have one question for you two guys. I think Wanda might be a man. How do you tell the differences?
Sal, maybe we ought to talk off air about
kinda
this.
Kind of hard these days.
Maybe that.
Sal, we're going to let you go.
Okay.
Poor Sal doesn't know the difference. Everyone keeps
been
Sal
spending
in
a lot
prayers.
Of time in the basement, I guess. But
you know, it doesn't matter whether Wanda's a girl or a boy, as long as she does like the Cowboys.
And sucks! You got a bad man! All right, what do we got coming up?
Oh, yeah, coming up next, Justin Montemayor has a new cookbook out. We'll talk to him about it.
All right.
It's Eagles themed.
Okay, still on the air. The Touchdown Brothers.
Still the worst show in America.
WSBR Radio in Philadelphia.